Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tom Fanning of Buffalo Feeders, talking negotiated grid in just a moment.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
We've been talking a great deal about negotiated cattle trade and the desire to have more price discovery in our fed cattle marketplace. One way you can do that is with straight cash cattle trade sales, a price that's negotiated between the cattle owner, feedlot operator, and the packer. Another way, though, to achieve more price discovery and a better price for your cattle is negotiated grid sales. Tom Fanning, feedlot operator with Buffalo Feeders in Northwest Oklahoma, was good enough to explain to us exactly what you mean when we start talking about a negotiated grid sale.
At Buffalo, we have typically three packers that we're working with. That'd be National Beef, which they have a national grid, and then U.S. Premium Beef, which is also a grid that they offer. Then we have Cargill, and we have Tyson. Our primary buyers each week at our feed yard is Cargill and National. Mm-hmm. And they're all in the market. But Cargill has been the biggest supporter of the negotiated grid. Each week, if I have cattle that they want to buy, we negotiate the base price. Let's say, for example, last week the base price was $124. And then they ask me, okay, now that we've negotiated the base price, how do you want to sell the cattle? Do you want to sell them cash, or do you want to sell them on the grid that we already have negotiated all the specs, all the premiums and discounts on? And then I get to pick whether they're going to be cash cattle or grid cattle. And so, therefore, we've negotiated the base price on a specific day and a specific time for the cattle they're going to own. And they have to deliver those within 7 days, just like normal. But we get to have the opportunity to add value to that set of cattle if they're high-value cattle and get premiums for, especially with this choice select spread that we've seen going through this fall. You know, we're seeing routine premiums from $40, $60, $80 to $120 a head on high-value cattle.
So obviously you'll know the pens of cattle that you're talking about, so you've got an idea of how they're going to grade.
So we're very data driven in what we do, and so we focus a lot on repetitive things that we can do. A lot of the customers that we have that are their Kef crops have years of data on what their quality grade, what their yield grades are, how many days they need to be fed, what their gain, what their conversion is. We don't want to sell those high-value cattle mm-hmm. on a cash market because we're leaving a lot of dollars on the table. So mm-hmm. I look forward to more packers participating in the negotiated grid. Right now, Cargill is the primary packer that is participating in that part of the program. And I look forward to the others following suit.
Tom Fanning, manager of Buffalo Feeders, by the way, they're a part of the Pratt Feeders feedlot family. He indicates that things are going pretty well right now, that they're working hard on the relationships that help them be successful.
You know, our feed yard, we've got a waiting list. We have had for the last two or three years. And we look forward to continuing that, and we have good relationships with our customers. We have good relationships with the packers that we sell cattle to on a weekly basis. You know, we do a lot of things right every day, trying to make the margin that we can make.
Tom Fanning with Buffalo Feeders. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
On Tuesday, November 9th, INTS Auction and Real Estate of Hydro will be conducting an online-only oil and gas mineral auction. Inventory includes net mineral acres, overriding royalty interest, and working interests in Blaine, Caddo, Custer, Dewey, Roger Mills, McLean, Jefferson, and Stevens counties. Many lots are listed without reserves, selling the day of the auction regardless of price. Visit INTSauction.com for more information and to register to bid. That's ENTZ, INTSauction.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.